This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. What are the emotions? What are the behaviors? What are the actions? And understanding those and putting those into place. So the importance of self-mastery cannot be overstated. It's the foundation for a fulfilled and balanced life. And I would even say a harmonious life. So let's explore a little bit about the Wheel of Life, which is a coaching tool, and how we can use the Wheel of Life to help us with our self-mastery. So just want to emphasize again the importance of self-mastery, right? So some of the benefits of self-mastery are improved emotional intelligence. That's a good thing. Better decision-making, which is a great thing. Enhanced resilience and stronger leadership abilities. All these are great things to help us move forward in life. Self-mastery leads to a more fulfilling and balanced life as it allows individuals to be in control of their results in life. And this is what I love, again, about this control, because that's part of mental strength, is we control what we can control. And if we want to control our results, the results come from us. So we first need to master ourselves before we can control our results. And once we can control our results, we can control our life. So the Wheel of Life is a tool. It's a holistic tool that helps us visualize all areas of our life at once, identifying where we're thriving, where we need more attention. It covers crucial life aspects such as career, health, relationships, and personal growth, you know, allowing us to create a balanced and fulfilling life. The Wheel of Life can be a starting point for achieving self-mastery by providing a clear picture of where one stands and what areas require focus and development. You know, it aids in setting targets and goals and developing strategies for improvement in each area of our life. And each Wheel of Life you can see differently. You know, if you go do a search for a Wheel of Life, they may be 12 sections, they may be 9 sections. Whichever one it is, though, it helps us look at our life, which we are in the center of it, but it helps us look at our life and determine what areas need improvement. And this way, when we improve all the different areas, we're actually exhibiting self-mastery. So the first thing we want to do is assessing your current state. And that's the first step, is self-mastery, is self-assessment. Where do I stand in these areas of my Wheel of Life? How would I grade myself, right? And by evaluating your current standing in each area of the Wheel of Life, you can gain insights into your life's balance and where you need to invest your efforts to grow and improve. A lot of times, if we don't take the time to make the invisible, what's in our mind, visible, the Wheel of Life, we can go along fooling ourselves that things are okay. Just because there's not a problem, it doesn't mean that things are okay. For instance, with your finances, if you want to set up a retirement account, but you go, oh, I'm just going to keep putting some money in savings and I'll spend the, you know, I'll pay my bills on time. Well, if you don't have a budget, if you don't have a plan for saving, there's nothing, you're not feeling any pain. But eventually when 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years comes along, you're going to go, wow, I really blew it on this one. And so this is what we want to start to look at, is where are you now and where do you want to be and what are some of the steps that you can take in that?
So setting goals then for self-improvement, right? With a clear understanding of your current state, we can set SMART goals for each area of our life, right? That'd be specific, motivational, meaningful, achievable, realistic, time-bound. Any of those acronyms will work, but we want to make it a definite goal as opposed to I want to make more money or I want to lose weight. Those aren't specific and it might not even be motivational. But these goals will guide your journey to self-mastery, ensuring you focus on what truly matters and move steadily towards your ideal life. And that ideal life, we want to take a look again at your wheel of life and go, and many people want to hit it. If you look at the rating from 0 to 10, we'll just say, many people want to have a 10 on all areas, but that might not be necessary to have your ideal life. Perhaps with, you know, your career, if you're at an 8 or a 9 and you're really happy there, that's great. It doesn't mean you have to go for a 10, but just keep in mind what your ideal life looks like. And so then we want to start creating an action plan, right? Goals alone are not enough. You need action plans. And that can be, you know, your strategies of what you're going to do and your tactics on how you're going to do it. You know, break down your goals into manageable steps, prioritizing your actions, and efficiently manage your time to bring about the change you seek. And what this means is that you can't give every area of your wheel of life attention every day. So maybe this week the focus is on personal development. Next week the focus may be on relationships. The week after that is financial. And then you go back to relationships. But you want to create a plan and maybe use a periodization program, which is very popular in lifting weights, and set up how you want to do it. Often these plans, these action plans aren't linear, but they have to be periodization. 1 week you give an emphasis here, 1 week you give here. So take a look at it and see what works for you. You know, then implementing changes for self-mastery, right? Implementing change is where the journey gets real, right? So you set your goals, you set your action plans, your strategies, your tactics. Now you have to take that action. And exploring strategies to integrate new habits and improvements into your daily lives, right? Stay motivated and overcome the challenges that arise along the path of self-mastery. We want to figure out what are the things that are going to keep us going when it's easy and when it's not easy. And that's where we continually take action. So monitoring the progress and adapting. Self-mastery is a dynamic process. We want to get feedback. So we want to say, I took this action and I got this results. So often, a lot of my clients will take action, but they won't monitor their results. They don't know if they're making progress at all. Some people go, yeah, I'm going to do intermittent fasting. Okay, are you documenting how many calories? No, but I'm doing okay. Okay, did you weigh yourself? Well, no, I haven't. Go weigh yourself. Hey, I haven't lost any weight. Okay, because you're not tracking. That's just an example, right? We want to be able to track what we're doing and fine tune it so we get the results we want. Monitoring our progress in each area of the wheel of life and adapting our strategies accordingly is key to sustained growth and fulfillment. We have to continuously look at it, monitor our progress, correct and continue. And this is part of self-mastery. And again, we want to take a look at self-mastery is not a destination, but it's a journey. It's ongoing. And you can give up on self-mastery by just sitting on your couch all day, or you can work in different areas. You don't have to work in the whole wheel of life all the time. You may want to work on areas that are more motivational for you so you get the habits going and then move into the other areas. So just keep in mind, right? The wheel of life is a powerful framework for achieving self-mastery. And the best way to work with it is with a coach, whether it's me or somebody else, because you can look at it and assess yourself and put a plan together. But if there's nobody there to give you feedback, critique it, have you accountable for it, it's just going to be a coloring exercise. And It helps us understand our lives more fully, set meaningful goals, and take concrete steps towards realizing your potential. The Wheel of Life and Self-Mastery will do all of those things. So I encourage you to take the first step on your journey to self-mastery. And that first step would reach out and get a coach, whether it's me or someone else, because a coach will be able to walk you through this in 3, 6, 9, 12 weeks, maybe even a year, depending where you want to go. But reach out, start taking that first step today. If you want to see the show notes on this podcast, you can visit warriormindcoach.com. While you're there, you can find some more useful information in the form of blog posts and other podcasts. Since you'll be on the internet, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, all under Warrior Mind Coach. If there's nobody there to give you feedback, critique it, have you accountable for it, it's just going to be a coloring exercise. And it helps us understand our lives more fully, set meaningful goals, and take concrete steps towards realizing your potential. The Wheel of Life and Self-Mastery will do all of those things. So I encourage you to take the first step on your journey to self-mastery. And that first step would reach out and get a coach, whether it's me or someone else, because a coach will be able to walk you through this in 3, 6, 9, 12 weeks, maybe even a year, depending where you want to go. But reach out, start taking that first step today. If you want to see the show notes on this podcast, you can visit warriormindcoach.com. While you're there, you can find some more useful information in the form of blog posts and other podcasts. Since you'll be on the internet, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, all under Warrior Mind Coach.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.